Welcome to Center Stage Minnesota, our program showcasing the talents of Minnesota musicians. Today, I'll be joined in studio by Aaron Kircher from Ely for live music and conversation about his new CD, User-Friendly Radio. We'll also hear music from Brianna Lane, Charity Hewitt, and Pieta Brown, plus the Tisdales and Trampled by Turtles. I'm Doug McRosty. Theme music is by Matt Hoskins. If there's a band you would like to hear featured on Center Stage Minnesota, please let us know. Email comments at kaxe.org. And you can follow along with Minnesota music at kaxe.org. Click on Center Stage Minnesota. There's blogs and links to my Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter accounts. Here's Sayla Ovison from Orr with I Have Arrived, recorded live on Center Stage Minnesota.
Down a dark and lonely path, it is in this moment we save the future from the past. I find my peace when I respond and not react. With the answers on the inside, only you can bring light back.
The big city, I keep my door locked, don't even hide a key. My bedroom window faces the backyard, come through the side gate, tap on that window, not so hard. You might wake the neighbor's dog, but I will let you in. If you don't catch me dreaming, I will let you in through my kitchen door, yeah, I will let you in. If you don't catch me dreaming, I will let you in. You're coming in from third shift, you smell like a waitress serving customers for pocket change and cigarettes all night long. The refrigerator's humming, I sink a drip, dripping there. Ain't no pie in the windowsill, sitting there waiting for you. But I'll let you in if you don't catch me dreaming. I will let you in through my kitchen door. Yeah, I will let you in if you don't catch me dreaming. I will let you in. I pretend like I'm sleeping, eyes closed, just thinking I should take myself down to the hardware store in the morning. But am I ready for you to have a copy of my house keys to come and go as you please? I'm thinking about fixing the porch light.
Thank you.
bed. It wasn't there. That was all we had. No, 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 it wasn't there. Got a lot of things on my mind. Always feel like I'm running out of time. Time's spinning, the world's falling flat. But I know it isn't just that. And I wanna give you all the love, years of life. And I wanna make sure everything.
Pieta Brown's new CD, One and All. That was It Wasn't That, Pieta Brown. Before that, Charity Hewitt from Duluth with Secret of Truth from her CD, Tangled Directions, came out last year. Also, Brianna Lane with the Porchlight song from Let You In, which came out in 2007. And started off with Selah Ovesen, I Have Arrived, recorded live on Center Stage, Minnesota. I'll be talking with singer-songwriter Aaron Kircher from Ely next. Now, here he is live on Center Stage, Minnesota.
My head is swimming around, I don't know where I'm going. Sometimes it gets so hard to think it all through. Now I'm trying to read your mind, don't know what you're thinking. So could you tell me what is you want me to do? Is that we'd meet again? Is that solves tomorrow? My head and you'd be there. What about the pain, my confusion, your tomorrows? For right now I've had my share. Who I'm looking for? Who do you want me to be? It's not nothing ain't seen before, making it hard for me to breathe. It'd be hard to tell you no matter which way it goes, but if you right now I'm losing my mind. Can't swallow any more of your two-cent shows. Turn the patch, leave you behind. Who I looking for? Who do you Now you had time to think. There was plenty of time to change my thoughts. Could you tell me right now what would that be? 'Cause I can't hold out. I can't hold on forever. But no, right now you're killing me. Who I'm looking for? Who do you want me to be? It's not nothing I ain't seen before. Making it hard for me to breathe. Who I looking for? Who do you want me to be? It's not nothing I ain't seen before. Making it hard for me to breathe.
You're Killing Me, performed live on Center Stage, Minnesota. Aaron Kircher is a singer-songwriter from Ely who released his debut solo album User Friendly Radio last year. He performs regularly throughout Minnesota as Aaron Kircher and his crazy neighbors with a unique blend of styles we call a unique mix of folk rock. Aaron Kircher, welcome to Center Stage, Minnesota.
Hello, good to be here.
So tell me about yourself. When did you first know you wanted to be a musician?
Kind of grew up with it and the family and couldn't really escape it. Plenty of music at family gatherings, and so it was definitely always around.
When did you pick up your first guitar?
Actually, it was ukulele, and I think I was 3 or 4, and my grandpa started teaching me chords on the little Hawaiian instrument.
How about writing your own music? When did you get into that?
Probably high school, 16, 17, and getting the high school bands going, and so definitely gave a hand at trying that.
Were you doing original music then?
Yeah. So both cover and original, and that's when started trying to write it, just to get originals going in the band.
Well, what draws you to creating your own music?
I think for the most part with writing it, there isn't any more music notes that will be created, so you're never really going to create something totally original. I just, with writing, you're kind of stealing and borrowing from everything that's influenced you and reshuffling it and painting your own picture with it. And that's kind of fun doing that.
I'm talking with Aaron Kircher, and we're going to hear the song Wonder from your CD, User Friendly Radio. Tell me about this song.
That song definitely would have more political views to it, and just kind of questioning, and it's a wonder we're here.
From User Friendly Radio, here is Wonder from Aaron Kircher on Center Stage, Minnesota.
One more time.
time. Chance, but it's high time, dictated by circumstance, that you've lost the only thing you should have known, and it's only right that you are left alone.
That was Wonder from User Friendly Radio, the album released last year by Aaron Kircher. So tell me about this CD.
About 2 years ago, I had just started, songs seemed to come in bunches, and then followed by long dry spells. But so when they come in bunches and just writing them, but they all seem to have a different flavor, were from a different genre. So then trying to create the at least a continuous sound throughout, and it seemed like more of an odd collection of genres of music than one specific, hence the user-friendly radio.
Well, with all the different styles in this music, where does your sound come from? Who are some of these influences?
I'd have to say everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I think it all influences any music you write, whether you like it. Stuff that you've heard, whether you like it or not, I think it tends to have an impact on you and influence, and then comes out in the songwriting, whether it's intentional or inadvertent.
Are there any guitar heroes or songwriters that you've been inspired by or look up to?
Obviously Bob Dylan, due to the area. Mm-hmm. Beatles, big Beatles fan. A little bit of everything, I suppose.
I am talking with Aaron Kircher. The next song we're going to hear from your CD User Friendly Radio is Smile. Tell me about this song.
That would just be the trying to keep positive, upbeat, and yeah, just viewing things positively and just have to smile.
Here's Smile from User Friendly Radio from Aaron Kircher on Center Stage Minnesota.
Smile, smile. I never want you to be less than happy. I do whatever it takes to get us by. Smile, smile. It's been so long since I've seen you happy. Won't you let me see you smile? Smile, smile. I never want you to be less than happy. I do whatever it takes to get us by. Smile, smile. So long since I've seen you happy. Won't you let me see you?
fast and happy. I do whatever it takes to get us by.
So long since I've seen you happy. Won't you let me see you smile? Smile, smile. I never want you to be less than happy. I do whatever it takes to get us by.
That was Smile from User Friendly Radio, the debut solo album from Aaron Kircher. So how do you write your music?
If I sit down to write, then nothing ever gets accomplished. You end up wasting time. But it seems like with songwriting, it's cliche by now, you've heard it, but yeah, get a song stuck in your head and thinking, well, I haven't heard that one before. And then from there, it's usually a pretty quick process. And if I labor too long at it, then it usually doesn't get done, tossed to the wayside.
Ideas ever come back years later?
Yeah. And there's a few on User Friendly Radio that more or less were regurgitated ideas that tried years ago and couldn't bring it to fruition.
This is your first solo album. What other releases have you been involved with before?
Different bands all the way going back to high school. And then the last group I was in was a duo, Fellows 2 Trio, and that was guitar and piano. We did a couple under that one.
So now, overall, and this is a big question, but overall, what's your music about?
Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. How's that?
Great. I should ask you, what has Iroma done for you?
I think with that, definitely a neat support system. And instead of, I think a lot of times in different music communities, it ends up being so competitive against the musicians. And I think Iroma definitely puts a lot of the musicians on the same page, and we should all be rooting for each other instead of competing against them. Definitely appreciate that, and the support that they provide along that for all musicians up here.
Iroma is the Iron Range Original Music Association. It's a nonprofit organization working to help musicians and artists succeed in northern Minnesota. And we're teaming up with them for that event on May 15th. We'll be celebrating local original music. The last song we're going to hear from your CD, User Friendly Radio, is She. I love the sound of this song and kind of the attitude to it. Tell me about it.
Thank you. Well, maybe that one might be better left. just listen to it, and whatever conclusion you want to draw, then we'll go with that for my answer.
Well, Aaron Kircher, thank you so much for driving out and joining us on Center Stage Minnesota.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
And here is She from User Friendly Radio on Center Stage Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Never thought I'd cry. Always thought I'd lie. And she, I was all she knew. I was talked for you. Never missed a cue. Said that I was lucky not to have to think for myself. Though I thought tragedy was much worse than I could tell. And that's why, yeah, now she, well, I think she's something now. Never helps me leave, always makes a scene. And she, always thought I should, always thought I could, never thought I would. She said I should be happy, I said no thanks, I just wanna be myself. Though you think tragedy is much worse than you could tell. And that's why I'm not she. Well, I think she's something else.
Song She from User Friendly Radio, the debut solo release. Thanks again to Aaron Kircher for joining us on Center Stage Minnesota. Still to come, new music from Trampled by Turtles and the Brass Kings. Here's the Tisdales from their new CD, Out with the New, Let the Beast Run on Center Stage Minnesota. Thank you.
is gonna be the loneliest year, the loneliest by far.
That was the Tisdales with Let the Beast Run, the longest song from their CD Out With the New, which was just released. Still to come, new music from Trampled by Turtles and the Brass Kings. Center Stage Minnesota is made possible with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Trampled by Turtles' new CD, Palomino, debuted at number one on the Billboard Bluegrass charts. Congratulations to Trampled by Turtles from Duluth. From Palomino, this is Victory on Center Stage Minnesota. recorded live at the Cedar Cultural Center in Minneapolis. That's the Brass King's new release, Live Humdinger. We heard the song Western Lands. And Steve Call of the Brass Kings will be my guest in just a couple weeks on Center Stage Minnesota. Before that, we heard new music from Trampled by Turtles, the song Victory from Palomino. And that album debuted at number one on Billboard's Bluegrass charts, right on Turtles. This is Center Stage Minnesota, our program showcasing the talents of Minnesota musicians. I'm Doug McRosty, and as always, rock on.